So, what is your preferred sequence of therapies at this point?
So I think undoubtedly you cannot ignore the ALEX data. I think if you have ALK-positive lung cancer, you should start on alectinib.
Then what?
Well, that is exactly the question, because all of the other drugs, ceritinib and brigatinib, now I guess crizotinib because you haven't used it, what do you do with them? They don't technically have a license post-alectinib, but they're sitting there in the pharmacy. So you're probably going to go on to some of these, and I think we're going to have to generate some of that data in the real world.
Well, are there any data right now on what happens when you give a second ALK inhibitor, somebody who's had, I mean, obviously we know alectinib after crizotinib. What do we know about after alectinib?
Well, probably the best data we have is actually if you take a step back and you say, well, are ceritinib, alectinib, and brigatinib, how do they compare in the closest you can do to a head-to-head comparison, which is what is their data post-crizotinib? And ceritinib has a median progression-free survival of 6 or 7 months. Alectinib, a median progression-free survival of 8 or 9 months. Brigatinib, in the more mature data, is running about 16 months. So there looks like there could be clear water in terms of brigatinib being the broadest spectrum of activity, quote-unquote, the best in class amongst those three. So if you had to choose one to go on to post-alectinib, if you're going to put your money on something, you'd probably put it on brigatinib. There are ongoing studies. Tom Stinchcomb is actually running a study of brigatinib post-alectinib. And so we're going to generate some of the data. Some of it's going to come out in case reports. I've certainly had patients who have responded to brigatinib post-alectinib.
Well, yeah, and this patient had a great response after crizotinib, but you've seen people have good responses to brigatinib after alectinib.
Yeah, I had one young lady, she was in her 20s when she was diagnosed. She's now in her middle 30s. She's 10th line therapy.
Wow.
So she's been through multiple chemotherapies, crizotinib, an HSP90 inhibitor, ceritinib, alectinib. Her most recent treatment was alectinib. She's progressing in the lungs. She goes on brigatinib at the standard dose, and she responds again.